The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, everybody, make sure you check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, podcasts, and stuff is up on SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. That is WGNPlus.com. You can check me out on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show and Facebook, Sean Green Show Media. And Instagram is at Sean Green Show. Official, so make sure you guys check me out there. Jam-packed show today, and I got a special treat for you guys, because I know you guys followed me, my little misadventures at AVN Expo and everything. I got a lot to talk about that stuff, but I do have somebody on my super celebrity hotline right now, and this story had kind of came across my it came across my desk, and I'm like, I have to talk to this person, and I'm very honored to have her on tonight. She's I like to say a rule breaker in the biz, Bree Mills. She's a two-time ex-biz director of the year, and one of the things that I wanted to talk to her about was adult time. And it's been in a couple of publications as the Netflix for adult films. And I know it's probably not as simple as that, but maybe it is. But I want to get her on. I want to get her on the Super Celebrity Hotline and actually get a little bit of info about adult time. Bree Mills, she's talking with us right now. Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you so much for the warm introduction.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm like super nervous to talk to you because, I mean, you're like one of the big ones in the biz, and you have so much going on. It's like I was reading up on you, and you started up like with like Pure Taboo and Transfix, all this stuff that you're doing. Like, what made you come up with the adult time? Because it seems like in a world, especially with all these mediums of ways you can get adult content, the last place I would think would be like my gaming console or my smartphone, as far as like subscribing to anything that was kind of like on demand. So what gave you the idea of coming up with that?
Well, I've been in the adult business for the last 10 years, but I've been really concentrating the last 5 years as a producer first and foremost. I run a production company called Gamma Films, and through Gamma Films, I developed several different brands, Girls Way, which is sort of like one of the leading lesbian content brands, Pure Taboo, which I developed along with my team in 2017, and of course has sort of taken off since then. And throughout my career as a producer, but also a writer and a director, I was so inspired by the level of quality of content we were making. We have a lot of really talented filmmakers, crew members, and actors in our industry that are often just sort of brushed to the side, and it's assumed that because it's an adult film or an adult series, that you can't actually make a good film. Like, it has to be kind of crappy because it's porn, right? Like, the acting can't be really that good, and the you know, the kind of the quality of story and the quality of cinematography can't be that good. And I kind of quickly realized from the people I was working with that it was actually quite the opposite. You could make really amazing projects and films, and you could include sex in them. So I kind of realized the advantage that we had as adult filmmakers, because everybody loves sex. I mean, people are consuming it left and right to varying degrees, and in mainstream and on cable too. But the advantage we have is we can actually create content that features the sexual encounter that our mainstream counterparts have to kind of censor or cut off. So I was really inspired to kind of take that, my experience, and create a platform for people like me, for content creators who are focused on quality and who are focused on kind of breaking the rules and disrupting the status quo for what porn can and cannot be. And that was really the origin for the Adult Time vision, which was something that I brought to my partners, the owners at Gamma, in late 2017 as a way we could kind of pivot our business model for the future to focus on, well, you know, if everybody's cutting their cable to go to Netflix because Netflix provides this better experience, as everybody's ditching paying for porn because porn is so easy to get on Pornhub and, you know, all of these other kind of free sites, what if we were to just simply go in and change what porn could be? If you can create that new standard, people will pay for it, just like they have done with television. It's sort of a good mainstream example. So that was really the origin of what Adult Time eventually has become. Obviously, since that initial pitch I had, it's been really developed and loved on by a lot of different people. So it's become now our sort of premium subscription platform for the next generation of adult content.
Right. And one of the things that I love that that you value is the people behind the scenes, because I actually got a chance to sit in on a few adult shoots, and people think you're just grabbing like a homemade camera, or you grabbing like your camera that you bought from from Best Buy, and you're setting up like maybe one light and then you're going at it. And it's a lot more to it than that. And I think people don't really realize that. And, you know, as far as the people behind the scenes, you know, they have to get paid too. And so, I think what you're doing is you're providing that road for at least the crew to constantly do work, because Netflix has their own studios and now you're going to do your thing. And one of the things that I really like about what you're doing is that you're in a sense combining everything you're doing and you're funneling it into the Adult Time. Now, one of the things I definitely want to ask you, do you feel like at times that you're competing with yourself with what you're doing with Adult Time? Because like all the stuff that you're doing is hot. It's all like groundbreaking. So with Adult Time, and Adult Time being as groundbreaking as it is, and I'm surprised nobody really thought of it, and thanks for thinking of it, because I'm going to subscribe the minute I get off the phone with you, because I did get a chance to navigate the site, and is the site is really slick, and it's, you know, guys, it's really affordable. It's not anything that you're spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars for. It's just, I mean, if you can afford Netflix, you definitely can afford Adult Time. So one of the things I definitely have to ask you is, like, how do you keep from like competing with yourself with that?
Well, I mean, the beauty of Adult Time is that, you know, every user is their own unique person. So we never really end up competing with ourselves for idea, because there's so many ideas to satisfy all of the different members that we have. Mm-hmm. It really becomes kind of the perfect petri dish for us to just continuously be, in a way, forced to innovate, because you can't kind of put out stuff that's not, you know, that's under the benchmark. You keep resetting and reestablishing what the bar is. So far, there's so much different diversity in content that it really is just this like groundbreaking platform for us to learn about what people are interested in and to take cues, not just from porn as we know it, but like look at films that are popular and TV shows and kind of create adult versions of them.
Wow. And one of the things I actually want to ask you too, because you're really into the whole background and filmmaking, as far as like, do you have any like favorite filmmakers, whether it be an adult or whether it just be somebody in the mainstream? Do you have any favorite like directors that you look up to? You'd be like,
oh, definitely. Yeah. The classics, the Hitchcocks, the Kubricks, you know, those are some of the directors. Michael Mann is another one who I just love his work with. Dante Spinotti, his cinematographer. I get really inspired by some of the masters and you know, the way that they were able to work with their editors and with their directors of photography to kind of bring their visions to life. So I'm heavily inspired by mainstream folks.
Oh my God, that is so cool. And one of the things I like about you too, and I was kind of reading up, I was, you know, kind of looking up on your background, is that you have a background in music marketing. How did you go? Mm-hmm. How did you go from that to, like, far as the adult world? Did you just get bored with music marketing and the whole, I'm tired of the whole 9-to-5 grind and just going and say, I want to do something different?
Well, I was working for Tower Records, for Tower.com, actually, as their marketing manager. And I was recruited by Gamma, who was looking at the time, you know, to find more marketing staff. And I just sort of thought, you know, it was about 2008, so, you know, the everything, the financial world was collapsing. So I was like, you know, maybe I'll take a, you know, take a stab at this adult thing. It seems to be pretty recession-proof. So I sort of just fell into it and then became really fascinated by the consumerism of adult content, like the actual consumption of adult content, what, you know, you think might be driving people's interest. But really, sexuality is so unique to all of us, but it's also so central and important to everybody in their own unique way. So it's like from a sort of a psychological perspective, it's fascinating to watch what gets people off and to understand and to try to, you know, to cater to that. And I just grew within the company. I just found that whole world to be fascinating and kind of have never looked back.
Wow. And then as far as one of the things that most businesses, especially in the digital world, one of the things that most people are trying to do, they're trying to sell to the younger crowd, meaning the millennial crowd, people that are like under 30. So do you find it more difficult to sell to like the millennial crowd than it is to like your 40 somethings? Because I consider myself in the 40 range, late 30s, 40s. So I came up in an era where if you wanted to watch porn, you either bought it or you had to like sneak in the little in the theaters back in the day, and then we had movies like that back in the day. So how do you find yourself actually marketing to the millennial crowd?
Yeah, well, you know, the reality is that in 2019 you don't have to pay for porn, right? Like it's not. It has become in so many ways in the last 15 years through the advent of, you know, of the internet. It's just become like this two clicks away process to get whatever, you know, you might fancy. And that has really molded the generation of people, you know, who are millennials, who are kind of like young professionals entering into the adult world, who have never had to pay for porn. And if you like were to ask them, hey, do you pay for content? They'd look at you like you were kind of like you're crazy, you know, like, no, I just go to Pornhub, you know? And that's a reality. Like we can deny it all we want, but it's a reality. It's like a cultural instinct that has been bred into this generation. So, you know, excuse me. One of the things that we can do, like I said, is rather than focusing on trying to compete with Pornhub from like a traffic standpoint or from, you know, even just like a cult, you know, kind of hipster culture standpoint, what we can focus on is let's bring back the emphasis on the content itself. You know, so many companies have had to try to like adapt their creative process to like fit the new era of ads and GIFs and trying to basically sort of sell gimmicks. And it's really downgraded the overall quality of content. Most of it's kind of garbage. It's pretty disposable. and why would you pay for that? It kind of feeds into the whole epidemic. And a lot of these companies really don't care very much about the scenario. They just want to sell it. So what they really care about are the ads. You know, you look at all those ads on tube sites, there's been more thought and attention and time invested by producers to make those ads than the scenes they represent. And that's just the reality of the vast majority of particularly mainstream porn production these days. So where I don't want to sort of steer our content strategy towards just trying to do more of that, what I'd rather do is, hey, let's make some really good content. Let's make something that's next level that people are going to look at and think, like, wait a minute, is that even porn? Like, I watched this and I didn't even masturbate. Or, hey, I watched this and, like, I want to watch the next episode. Do something to the quality of the content itself so that when people have kind of been fed up with the disposable content, so they can turn and look and kind of grow up and graduate into something that really is premium. And, I mean, the best example is again, what Netflix did with TV. They kind of came in and said, all right, cable operators, well, I'm going to go make something that's really good and that's more expensive and that has, you know, really high-quality people behind it. And let's see you try to compete with a new benchmark of kind of quality. And so, you know, whether or not it'll pan out, hey, it's a fool's dream, but I believe people do care about quality of content. At a certain point, they're going to want to subscribe to receive that. And we've seen that happen time and time again, you know, in pop culture.
Wow. And there you have it. Bree Mills. Wow. It's so much that you just fed everybody with all this stuff. But one thing I definitely want to do is get it out there. And it is adulttime.com. Guys, make sure you guys go to adulttime.com. If you want to subscribe, make sure you subscribe. They do have a free trial. They have a monthly, and then you can pay for the whole year. And it's all inexpensive, and you're getting good quality content. So make sure you guys check that out. Go to puretaboo.com, transfix.com. Make sure you check all that stuff out. And if you don't, if you have an Instagram and you want to follow Bree Mills on Instagram, it's at the Bree Mills, if you want to check her out on Instagram and everything she's doing there. Bree, thanks so much for doing this, because this is very informative, and I want to get it out there and let people know, hey, there is still good quality out there, and not just clicking on some tube site and just going straight to the act. There's actual, you know, it's actual talent there. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. And you know, as you said, adulttime.com, you could check out everything we're up to. I think there's over 5 new episodes a day of content coming out. It's a great value. And again, the focus is on what matters most, the content and the people who are watching it.
So. All right, great. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You could friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.